Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at WCNO.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. I feel like we've already had church. It's quite amazing, amen. Praise and worship was amazing. Just loved that. Didn't you love praise and worship? Thank you, Jesus. I hope you loved it. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you were part of it. Amen. You know, I always think to myself, someone told me this many years ago, if you're not getting much out of worshiping God, how much do you think He's getting out of your worship? Probably not a lot. Amen? Amen. Now, God told me I was going to do a healing service today. He told me save it for next week so that we can get sick people in. Does that make sense? Amen, because a lot of people don't know. So we're going to get it out there. We're going to do a healing service next week. We're going to hear the Word of God about healing and how God heals people through people by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so bring the sick next week. And if you've got illness in your life, and listen, you might even be able to control it with medication. That's good. But, you know, let's believe God for His best where you can just be totally free of all medication. So you come expecting, bring people, expect, and let's see what God does. Can you say amen? Because when God says to do something, you know you got to do it. And it's going to be good. My title today is called, You Are Stronger Than You Know. Say, I'm stronger than I know. And when I looked for that picture, I found a lot of places where it said, you're stronger than you think. And I said, no, that's a wrong saying. Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And if you think you're weak, that's what you are. So it's not you're stronger than you think if you're thinking wrong. Amen. Did you get that? You're stronger than you know, but once you know something, you'll be able to think how strong you are, and then you'll walk in that. Amen? Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You got that? So you remember the Apostle Paul had a thorn in his flesh. And it was a devil was coming to buffet him from getting the revelation that he was receiving from God. He kept getting revelation about faith and about miracle signs and wonders. And he got that, and the devil couldn't stand there because people were getting set free. And so the devil sent one of his angels to buffet Paul. That's why you see Paul, the Apostle Paul, was shipwrecked. The Apostle Paul was whipped and beat up and thrown in prison. The Apostle Paul was stoned. He was bit by a snake. I mean, you look at the guy's life, he was being attacked nonstop. And so with that in mind, it was a messenger of Satan. 2 Corinthians 12, I want you to turn to 2 Corinthians 12, and we're looking at verse 8. And I'm reading from the New King James. Concerning this thing, being buffeted by the messenger of Satan, concerning this, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. How many of you have ever been in a situation, Lord, take this away? Anyone been there? Just, so some of us, that's good. All right. And this morning on the way, yeah, Lord, help me. Verse 9, and he said, God said to Paul, the great apostle Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Not God's weakness, our weakness. And we'll talk about that in a minute, because You might say, well, I am weak spiritually, I mean physically. He's not talking that kind of weakness. He's talking about submission. When I've submitted to God and I know without Him I'm nothing, that's the kind of weakness He's looking for. Are you with me? All right. So He says, therefore, now look what Paul says. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities and the attack and everything, that the power of Christ might rest upon me. Amen. Now, there's some stuff you've got to look at over here. We'll look at it in a second. Verse 10 says, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. Now, let me just say something here. He said, for when I'm weak, then I'm strong. When you're praying to God, you don't pray for Christ's sake. It's for your sake or the people you're praying for. This is a different kind of prayer right here. This is for Christ's sake. I'm being persecuted. Let me tell you about that. You see, a lot of people think sickness comes on them because they're serving God or they've sinned or whatever it is. Let me tell you when you're being persecuted for the gospel's sake. How many of you know Reverend Billy Graham? How many of you know his son? Right now, his name is Franklin Graham. He preaches the Word of God. How many of you know that's true? He stands for what the Word of God says, and he says it plain and simple. He says, this is not good. God's Word says that. Franklin Graham, because of this, he had, and you can read about it in Prophecy News Watch, and you'll see it on the news. He had these events planned in London and Scotland. And every time he goes there, someone's nodding their head. They've seen what I'm talking about. They know what I'm talking about. Amen, my sister. And because he's preaching the truth, he's being attacked for his belief. And they've canceled him. They have actually come against him. And they've not only canceled him, they've got others. And this is a church minister. They've got others to sign petitions not to have him come, saying that his doctrine does not align with our belief. Come on, you got to see what I'm talking about here. Saying that he's going to bring disunity in our community because of what he's preaching. So I'd rather be politically correct than biblically correct. Don't forget the end times. Jesus said there will come a falling away. And he's talking about the church falling away from the truth. That's a falling away. And so he was canceled from the Liverpool ACC, these are event, beautiful stadiums and halls. He was then Sheffield and then the Glasgow SEC. Event stadiums, he was banned from preaching the gospel. It was all set up. That is persecution. Amen. For Christ. Amen. Not you being persecuted for your wrong living or your sinning. Amen. When you're doing something for Jesus, how many of you know that he was actually told he couldn't come to the prayer breakfast a few years ago in America. That is persecution for the sake of Christ, for the gospel's sake. So don't get the two mixed up, because when you've done something silly and you're being persecuted for it because of the consequences of what you've done, don't say, well, I'm being persecuted for Christ. No, you're not. It's when you're standing up for Christ and shouting out Jesus loves you and they persecute you. Then you're persecuted for Christ's sake. Amen. So when you pray, you don't say for Christ's sake, you say in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, he said, pray to me and the Father will give you pray in my name so that the Father will be glorified when I make sure you get what you're praying for. So when you pray in the name of Jesus is at the end of your prayer. Yes. Amen. Amen. And so I want to read verse 10 again. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I'm strong. When I know I can't do this and I know I have to rely on God, then I'm strong. Amen. Come on. Amen. When you know, listen, Jesus said in John 15:5, he said, I'm the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me or he that lives in me will do much and produce fruit. But without me, you can do nothing. Nothing worth value. Do you understand? And so you can't think that you know, I pulled up my own self by my bootstraps. I burnt the midnight oil. I got degrees and diplomas. I'm me, myself, and I. You better get off that. Because if he didn't give you a brain, you wouldn't have even been able to walk through that front door this morning. Am I right? It's all in Christ. And so when you recognize that, you will start to get the strength of God in your life. Now, let me just say this. In other words, according to that, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. People who are proud and strong in their own eyes will not experience God's strength. People that are strong and proud in their own eyes will not experience God's strength. Why? Because a proud person will never admit to being weak in any area. Oh. And the Bible happens to say pride goes before a fall. Amen. Where there is pride, there will be a fall. So people that are proud and haughty and they've got it all together and I know it all will never experience the power of God because they think it's them doing it. They think they don't need God. Can you say amen? Listen, it's like an alcoholic or a drug addict or any kind of addict, a porn addict, anything, chocolate addict, whatever kind of addict you want. Until he admits or she admits that they have an issue and I'm an addict, there's no helping that person. There's no help. And they've got to admit it, not just to manipulate. Ooh. There's many people that stand on street corners and say, oh, Lord, I'm just, I'm just no good for people to see. Manipulation. Amen. Likewise, people like addicts, people who are offended and refuse to see it, there's no help for them. This might be polishing your shoes a little bit because I'm treading on toes. But you know what? The truth sets you free. Amen. Not the lie, not the covering up. It's a truth that you know, respond to and act on makes you free. Amen. Come on. And so people who are offended and refuse to see it and refuse to let go of the offense, there's no helping them. People who are in unforgiveness and refuse to let it go, there's no help for them. You know, if you're in unforgiveness, you're not forgiven. Is there ever a time when God won't forgive you? The Bible says in Mark 11:24, when you stand praying, and verse 25 and 26, when you stand praying, believe that you receive it, you will. He says, and when you're praying, forgive if you have aught against any. Because if you don't, your Father which is in heaven will not and cannot forgive you. In actual fact, in Matthew, I believe it's 9, the Lord's Prayer. Well, it's not the Lord's Prayer. It's a model for prayer. Our Father which art in heaven. At the end it says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors or forgive those that trespass against. He says, and if you don't forgive those that have wronged you, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. Amen. Hey, don't shoot me. I'm just a piano player. I'm the messenger. You see, 2 Timothy 1:7 shows who I am. The Lord called me to preach as an apostle faith to the Gentiles. I'm preaching the truth. Can you say amen? Amen? And so people who see themselves as always right, there's no help for them. Why is that? Look at Proverbs 13:10. Look what it says in Proverbs 13:10. Only by pride. What other way? Only by pride. There is no other way. Only by pride comes contention. Arguing, fighting, defending, commanding, demanding, only by pride, having to be right, having to prove you're right, only by pride, having to know everything, having to be everything, only by pride, no other way comes contention, fighting, quarreling, and all the other kinds of things. And don't forget, pride was the first and original sin that the devil committed. When he said, I will exalt myself above God's throne. I will sit in the highest place in heaven. I will be like the Most High. I. And then you sing the song, I. And you're going to get whacked because pride goes before a destruction. Come on. Give me some feedback, yeah? I should have said how to become prosperous and I would have had you excited. This is how to become prosperous. Get rid of the pride in your life. Seek God, acknowledge Him and say, listen, I got this issue. My God, help me.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available. Located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country Homestyle Cooking.